Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Pirates lose to the Nationals yesterday, 3-1. They'll play Washington again today at 1. You can listen on the Odyssey app on our AM side, AUDACY, the Odyssey app. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
It's the Fan Morning Show on 93.7. Solving your life's problems from Green Tree Studios. Pittsburgh sports are covered by some yinzerific hoes. Colin, Dunlap, Adam, Crowley, Chris, Mack, yeah! On the way, it's the Fan Morning Show. Drinking lots of coffee. It's the Fan Morning Show. Favorite of Jim Colony. When traffic sucks, we'll wake you up. Morning show, we're on a roll. So here we go. It's the Fan, whoa-oh-oh. Morning show, whoa-oh-oh-oh. Here we go.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Is it the Fan Morning Show, though? That's a question, because there's a big red flashing sign inside Crowley's booth right now. So are we on? 412-928-9370. Text us. Crowley, what does the big red flashing sign say?
It says transmitter off, and it's blinking and blinking and blinking. It's very distracting.
Uh-oh. Wonderful. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. We believe we're being broadcast. So
somebody's hearing us somewhere.
Yes, somewhere, at least on the app. If we're on the air and you're listening on traditional radio, text us and let us know that, in fact, we are on. I'll tell you who's on is Terry McLaurin. That guy, he's very good. He's a receiver. He can play. He plays for that football team that, changes names a bunch of times, and now they're what? The Commandos, the Commanders, whatever, they're in Washington. He's a receiver, and he's making a lot of money. And how it relates here in Pittsburgh, I'll fill you in just a minute. But he's getting a $28 million signing bonus. He signed through 2025. But here's the big thing with McLaurin. He's going to make $23.7 million a year. So that being said, it relates, as a lot of things do in the receiver world, to Deontay Johnson and what the Pittsburgh Steelers want to do with Deontay Johnson. We've haggled and haggled and gone back and forth. I've said from the very beginning that Deontay Johnson was between an $18 and a $20 million a year guy, and I firmly believe that. I've always believed it. But have the Steelers waited too long? And is it a point where the Steelers let this play out too long on Deontay Johnson, where now they just – they can't get him? I believe that that's probably the case.
Yeah, and while I haven't been quite as on board with the notion of $20 million a year for Deontay Johnson, it's quite clear that whether I like that or not, which doesn't matter, the market is dictating that that's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of the price for Deontay Johnson. Field Yates tweeted out yesterday the list of all the wide receiver extensions and contracts that have been signed this offseason, and they all baseline bare minimum start at $20 million a year for a list of guys who some people will tell you they're all better than Deontay Johnson. Some people will tell you, only a couple of these guys are better than Deontay Johnson. But at the very least, we can agree, I think, that a guy like Terry McLaurin, 3 years, $71 million, a guy like maybe DJ Moore, 3 years, $61, $62 million, those are some pretty good comparables when you look at the numbers for Deontay Johnson. And again, that means the baseline is going to be somewhere around $20 million a year. And if the Steelers aren't willing to go there, which I don't think they are, then yeah, we have long passed the point where the Steelers and Deontay Johnson should be able to come together on something.
I think there's a hole, and there is one, and it falls right in between Mike Williams, Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, right there. They're all right at 20. All those guys are at 20, and Chris Godwin and Brandon Cooks. They're all at 20 between them and Terry McLaurin. He's at 23. There's a hole right there that is probably ambitious for a lot of Steeler fans, and that's $21, $22 million a year. That is now where Deontay Johnson fits. I think 3 weeks ago, he fit in a hole that was $19 million, that was right at Kenny Golladay, or right at Christian Kirk, or right at Tyler Lockett. But now he fits in that hole just above $20 million, probably. He thinks what his worth is, and if you look by ranking, that's probably what it is.
Can they afford him? Of course they can. They don't have to pay a quarterback big money right now, but should they spend that kind of money? If Deontay Johnson has a great year this season, I'm slapping the franchise tag on him.
Yeah.
Because what's it going to be, $25 million? So you pay him a couple extra mil on what you'd have to pay in a longer-term contract, but you only have him for a year, and then that way you can prove it again if you're Deontay Johnson.
And you also get to find out a whole lot more about Calvin Austin and George Pickens. And maybe Chase Claypool, for that matter. You'll learn a whole lot more about some guys who you have question marks hanging about their heads going into this season and whether you can move forward, whether it makes sense to try and move forward without Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, I think they missed the boat. Hit us on the fan hotline, presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. The Pittsburgh Steelers missed the boat in so much as I think they probably, right when the market started to be set by Jacksonville, they could have gotten him for cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, would he have signed? I don't know. But now, there's no chance they sign him. If you look at it another way, maybe they never wanted to. Maybe they never even wanted to go to 18 or 19. But it just, they allow, it's like when you go to a fish restaurant and it says market value. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The sea bass or the shark or the whatever, it raised $2 or $3 a plate in the last month or so. You could have got that same meal at $36. It's now $38, $39. That's just what's happened. I don't know if you really wanted that anyway. But that was the price a couple weeks ago.
And I don't know how much the Steelers like this lobster in particular. I think they're, to your point, Adam, that you bring up, and we've brought it up several times in the past couple weeks about the franchise tag, that may be the only way these two can come together on something in the next year.
Yeah, and it's an inelastic good kind of thing. That's right, economics class, where right now there's inflation that's high. I'm still going to have to buy gas, but I don't have to buy milk. Like, I can eat something different for breakfast. This is inflation now of the wide receiver position. I saw a former agent tweet out yesterday. He's never seen a market shoot up this quickly on a position like it has on receiver. And I don't know that I ever want to pay $20 million for a receiver, but if I do, it better be a Tyreek Hill. Deontay Johnson, I'm not going to pay that guy $22
million. He's making $30
million,
Tyreek Hill is.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Davante Adams is making $28 million. Okay, here's another kind of twist in this whole conversation. We're brought to you, by the way, by South Hills Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. The market has shot up, the value, I should say, has shot up, or at least the worth or how much money these guys are getting paid, receivers. Has the importance of receivers shot up commensurate with that? Why the spike? I think that's a very good question. The salary cap is going to jump, and so you're going to, you would think proportionately, go ahead and pay everyone more, but it hasn't been proportionate. Offensive linemen aren't making proportionately more. Defensive linemen aren't making proportionately more. The quarterbacks' values are all pretty much set, and they're going to be astronomical. We know that. But, like, safeties aren't making a ton more. They are making what they're just making. Why has it been skewed in that over the past, in this free agency cycle, that receivers are making exponentially more when everybody else is just making kind of incrementally more?
I think there's two things. One, obviously, as the game continues to evolve over the years, we see it's more and more and more of a passing league. I think we've also seen that teams with what they believe is a quarterback of a certain level, whether they believe their quarterback is very good or just slightly above average. They want to ensure, maybe in some cases they believe their quarterback is elite, they want to ensure that quarterback has a number one target. It's why the Raiders go out and get Adams. It's why the Dolphins go out and get Hill. It's why the Titans recommit to A.J. Brown. It's why the Bills recommit to Stephon Diggs. And then finally, actually one more piece to this whole thing, everybody should send Christian Kirk's agent a fruit basket. Every single wide receiver that is signed in this cycle owes Christian Kirk's agent a cut, because that guy getting $18 million a year is exactly what spun this market off into hyperinflationary pace.
Yeah, Jacksonville knew that they couldn't get their guy unless they overpaid for their guy. But I think you're right, Chris. You're looking at quarterbacks that either need to get there or else it's big-time trouble that their receivers got paid, or you are looking at guys like Matthew Stafford, who are good, not great, and you want that wide receiver there. But look, Aaron Rodgers doesn't need Devontae Adams to be good. Patrick Mahomes doesn't need Tyreek Hill to be good. Those other guys, you feel like they do.
Well, I will say this. You may not want to pay Deontay Johnson, but the Steelers will need a receiver to be very good. Najee Harris is Najee Harris, and no matter if you think he's going to be great, or if you don't think, even if you think he's going to be great and among one of the best running backs in the game, and I don't. I think he's going to be maybe top 10, but I don't think he'll be top 5. But even as such, even if you think he's going to be great, you're still going to need to have a very good receiver in this scheme. You're going to need to have that. And so if it's not Johnson, it's going to be someone or a mishmash of someone. You're going to have to think that Claypool is going to have to take a jump forward along with being complemented by a very good tight end. You're going to have to think that one of, if not both of the rookies are going to be very good. You're not going to get away with just having, average receivers. You're going to have a really good to great receiver to function the way that Matt Canada wants to function.
Yeah, and that's long-term. Short-term, you're going to have this year at least one of those guys that we mentioned, Pickens, Austin, Claypool, you're going to have at least one of those guys exceed expectations. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck. I shouldn't say stuck. You're not only going to have to franchise Deontay Johnson, but then you're also going to be caught in that cycle of looking for another wide receiver in next year's draft, which admittedly they've been very good at. We know that. That's the job. That's the one of the things they've been excellent at over the years. But if at least one of those guys does not far surpass expectations this year, then you're in a tough spot with Deontay Johnson.
Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Hit us there, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We're planning for the show and also brought up, ready, regular everyman topic, lawns. I've often said, and Chris, you posted a picture of your neighbor.
Yes.
I don't know why people go to such great lengths to try to make their lawn look like Oakmont. I don't get that at all.
He's a super nice guy. My neighbor, Matt, they moved in a couple years ago. He completely redid his lawn last year. It's beautiful. It makes my lawn look like scrubgrass. But it's too hot the last couple weeks. Everybody's lawn is burning up. And look, it's like your fantasy team, ultimately. Nobody cares about your lawn. But it's one of those things we fall into talking about, because I'm standing there looking at the poor guy hosing down brown spots and yellow spots on his lawn because it just got burnt to bits. I've rapidly accelerated to the point where I'll have a lawn care company come and spray stuff on the grass. Yeah, I'll still cut it once a week, but after that, I've just thrown my hands up at them.
Most people whose lawns are screwed up cut their lawn too short, is what I've noticed.
Yes. I'm a long grass cutter, my man. I will go down one setting every time. That's it. And I cut my grass maybe two times a week because I want to keep it long so it doesn't fry. But what happened was we had that big stretch where it was like 95, 95, 95, 95 when I was at the beach, and it just, my front lawn got torched. And I'm calling, I'm now with you. Why am I doing this to myself? Why do I spend my hard-earned time, my free time, doing lawn work when it looks like crap anyway?
My time isn't worth it. I told you before. It is a one-woman show. She is a landscaper. She has, 50 lawns or so. She does different stuff. Her name's Denise Posler. She is fabulous. She comes on her stand-up riding thing. It's the best money I've ever spent, because the manual labor of doing the lawn is no issue. It's fine. It's simple. It's easy. It's thinking about it. When I'm going to fit it into my schedule. How I'm going to work around this activity, that activity. What if it rains? Oh, my gosh, then I'm set back. I just don't want to wake up and do it. Man, I just worked out and I'm tired. I don't feel like, am I going to do it this day? It is, I'm on a set schedule with her. She is fabulous. She has like six people on our street that she does. I don't ever think about it. It just gets done. If you could find other things in your life where you have expendable income, that you could say, well, I'll skimp here. And I don't have any hobbies. I don't go play golf. I don't go bowling. Pony apparently does.
A lot.
Yeah. I don't do that. I don't have a ton of hobbies. I save my money, and I'm perfectly willing to spend to have someone else take care of my grass. And she does a great job and keeps it green.
I've rapidly approached the point where I just need to find some teenage kid who wants to make a few bucks and just, here, go for it, Billy. Here's a little taste for the college fund. Please just cut the grass once a week.
If it's going to suck anyway, might as well have the 12-year-old make some cash
exactly.
off
this.
I mean, this is like a legit landscaping service. Big, she has a big truck, like a 2500 truck, you know, with a big trailer on the back.
One of those Plex F450s.
Yep, she's ready to go. And I'd see her out there. She comes on Thursdays normally. You hear it. Going, making perfect lines.
And I bet she keeps it nice and green, and it's beautiful.
It's perfect. Yeah. And it's perfect. And it's not.
And you don't worry about it.
I don't worry about it at all.
You saw me and Crowley texting about this yesterday.
I don't worry about it at all.
What are you guys doing? Shut up.
Yep. I don't worry about it one bit. It's spectacular. Get Money coming up in just a little bit. And Kenny Pickett, did he have a lot to say or not? That's all coming up in just a couple minutes. It is holiday time. Yes, Independence Day, 4th of July, all of it. Gigantic weekend coming up for parties, for hanging out, for getting together with friends. Are you tired of paying too much for beer? Yes, you are. You know where you go? Hampton Beer Outlet. It's where I go. It's right down the street from me. It is a wonderful place. Bill and everybody that works there, JoJo. Bill's the owner. JoJo works there. A bunch of other people. They're so kind. They're so wonderful. They'll help you out to your car with your beer. I'm telling you. And they'll help you look around, see what you need. Listen what they got going on. Bud Light, Coors Light, 30-pack cans, $19.99. You're going to have a party. You need 30-pack cans. Coors Light, Bud Light, $19.99. Not going to find a better deal than that. Keystone Light, 30-pack cans, they're $14.99. Natural Light, Natural Ice, 30-pack cans, also $14.99. Best variety around, all your favorites from seltzers to imports to crafts to all those party beers I just told you about. Bud Light, Coors Light, all of it. Even your favorite Pittsburgh crafts, they are hot right now. Hampton Beer Outlet, the biggest variety, the best prices. Get there. Route 8 in Hampton.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Man, these like Zeiss will call them virtue signalers. These people with the live tour are out of their minds. And we'll hear it in Breakfast Bites. The people who think that everybody on the live tour is making some gigantic political statement and should be hung from the gallows. It is incredible. Incredible.
Yes, every
me.
Single one of those golfers is now as culpable in human rights violations as random members of the Saudi royal family.
They're the worst people. And the LIV Tour, it's being played in Portland this week, too.
That's right.
That's the other part.
Here's my thing, and I know we're going to get into this more in detail a little bit later, but you don't ever want to follow the money for your favorite sports teams or players ever.
Don't follow the money for like your favorite brand. Whatever it may be,
right,
of anything.
You won't be able to do anything if you want to take moral stands on that.
Right. Okay, the worst moral high ground person in the history right now, the worst moral person in American sports might be the Haslams, who used to own part of the Steelers. Right.
Yeah, Jimmy Haslam was a minority.
Why would the Steelers ever be in bed with them?
Right.
I'm not watching the Steelers anymore.
I mean, it's just, come on. Get money. Let's go.
Get money. Get money.
All right, mine's real easy today. Get money, Rays at home over Milwaukee, day baseball. Start early, take the Rays. Straight up on the money line, you'll be fine. The Rays are going to beat Milwaukee today. Let's go.
All right. Third highest total on the board for baseball today, and one of the two games that's higher than it is being played at Coors Field. Third highest total on the board, your Pittsburgh Buccos visiting the Washington Nationals. Total is posted at 9 at FanDuel right now. You got Paolo Espino going for the Nationals. He really nice start last time out. You got Mitch Keller, who we all know, a sub-3 ERA since re-entering the rotation. Two of the bottom 10 offenses in Major League Baseball, not just over the last 30 days, but the entire course of the season. And the Pirates playing 29-36 to the total, 29-36 to the over this year. So, look, Pirates, Nats, under 9. There you go.
I got Pirates winning this one straight up. The Nationals minus 135 for the victory. 4 out of the last 5 starts. Mitch Keller's given up 2 or fewer. Gave up 3 in the last start. Not bad, especially considering where he's been before. He's their stopper today. Got the Bucks.
Mitch Keller needs to be. He needs to have a string of, I don't know. He needs to have a string of 7 or 8 starts in it. Without a terrible one. And he's trending in that direction. So.
He's got about a month under his belt now.
Sure does.
Yeah, we will see. We'll see what happens with Mitch Keller. Something happened to me I can't figure out. I can't figure out with the coffee machine. Plus, something happened with Kenny Pickett that I don't know how to figure it out. That's coming up next. And Matt Clement at the top of the hour. A very good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I got to figure this out with Pony coming up at 7:30. I'm taking his bet on not bowling a 300 game, but I got to figure out how many years I gave him. I think I spoke on the air and gave him an extra one. On Twitter, I'll give him, and I'm taking the big bet. It's fine.
Yeah, he altered the terms of this deal.
Yes, I may have misspoke on the air, but it's fine. He won't take the original bet, so he's trying to move the goalpost. Well, he looks like a goof, but I'll play along.
I think he was trying to call what he thought was a bluff from you. That's right. That's why he tried to up the ante tenfold.
And I just said, well, okay, that's fine. I'll still bet that. That's okay. But so we'll get into that coming up at 7:30. He'll try to talk over me. He'll try to make it where he'll move the goalposts again, but it's fine. It's fine. He's not going to bowl 300 games.
Do you want Mac and I to be the mediators?
No,
here?
I just want you to keep track of everything.
Yeah.
So that we know the official terms.
Just kind of stay out of the way and monitor Pony's shenanigans.
Hold him to it.
Yeah.
All right, I went in the back to make coffee right after you did, Crowley. You made coffee, you pressed the button, bang, it came out. It was fine. I pressed the button, it said heating. Why does it need to heat right after it just made yours? I just had to walk away from it.
I think sometimes it ends up using so much of the hot water that's already been preheated. Like if Crowley was the third person in a row, for example, to make coffee in the last 10 minutes, it'll have to reheat some water in order to make it ready to brew another batch of coffee. I've had that happen. It sucks. It takes forever.
When I get in here in the morning, I always have to let it reheat, which pisses me off because the first thing I want to do when I get in here is get coffee. It takes about 8 minutes.
So I don't know. Will that cup be full of coffee when I go back there in this commercial? Or will someone have grabbed it?
You hit the button, like the 12, 16-ounce button or whatever it was, and then you hit brew?
Yeah.
Yeah, now, you'll
but
have coffee.
Do I trust that someone put something in my coffee or not? That's the other part.
Someone's going to move it to the side, and while they move your coffee to the side, they're going to grumble that this
grumble,
guy.
Yeah.
Who left coffee here? This is ridiculous.
Speaking of grumbling, is Kenny Pickett grumbling, or is he just going through it? This is Pat McAfee show, Kenny Pickett saying a whole lot of, well, nothing.
Yeah, I think that's the good thing about how I was kind of raised. You know, my dad was a big football guy, kind of taught me everything in terms of work ethic. And then when I got into college, I got into a big routine. I went to the Manning camp and got a chance to meet Peyton and, you know, build a relationship with him and just have him kind of go through his routine of a week. And I took that and brought it to Pitt. And I kind of built into now, it's just kind of a lifestyle and what I like to do and how I like to go about my day is getting that routine. And once you become comfortable with it, it's just like, you don't think about those things. You're just doing it because, you know, you're chasing, you know, you want to be the best and you have this routine that you feel comfortable with. You know, it works. You did your research on it. So I'm a big, big research guy. I kind of like to ask a lot of questions and it works for me, but it's definitely something you have to do. I mean, I want to be the best and perform at the highest level I can. So I'm putting in all the work I possibly can be to be as prepared to go into the season and compete.
How did this coffee show up? That was Kenny Pickett on Pat McAfee.
Who brought that in?
Paul just handed it to
Paul Rasmussen?
And he goes, I thought this might be yours.
Oh, nice, Rasmussen. What a man. Back to Pickett. Pickett was, I don't want to say boring, but that's what he is. He just kind of went through the motions on the McAfee show, and it was a very good interview, but it was just Kenny Pickett. Will he change if he ever becomes a starter? Do you think we'll ever see Kenny Pickett like doing the Super Bowl shuffle with a Jim McMahon headband on and saying crazy stuff? Or is this just Kenny Pickett is just, computer-generated quarterback?
He's mastered the art form of speaking for about 60 to 75 seconds and saying absolutely nothing. It sounds good, and you're listening to it, and then about halfway through, your brain starts to wander, and you get back to it at the end, and you go, I don't know, but it sounded good. Like, he sure is a nice guy.
In this day and age when there's a diva quotient with quarterbacks and especially wide receivers, and some quarterbacks are so outlandish and talk and brash and this and that, is it refreshing, though, to see a guy just be like, you know, I am, my standard operating procedure is just straight down the middle.
I think it's refreshing when your previous quarterback was Ben Roethlisberger.
There's that.
Yeah.
And everything was passive aggressive, and you don't want your quarterbacks to cause distraction.
Like, Kenny Pickett's never going to throw anybody under the bus. Kenny Pickett's never going to criticize somebody for laying out for a ball down the sideline in Denver when he shouldn't have. Kenny Pickett's never going to complain that somebody may have run a route a little too shallow or a little too, like, he's just not. And I don't know if we'll, that seems to be the sweet spot for him. Like, I don't know if we'll ever see that change.
Yeah, there's no complaint here.
No.
It's what his personality is. Don't be something that you're not. But it is you're right. The polar opposite of what the last quarterback was. The thing is, I'm trying to remember back right after when Ben was drafted. When was the turn? Like, was Ben that give nobody any sort of information kind of guy or play it real straight guy for a while?
I think he was aw shucks for a few years. And then I think everything happened that happened. And I think he kind of, once he felt like he had full control of the team, I think he turned into more of that little passive aggressive from time to time.
Yeah, and I could see Kenny changing a little bit where you've got more confidence and you know you're the guy. But Kenny Pickett was also the guy at Pitt and was on a radio station, this one, every week, and he wasn't saying things even when he was the guy knowing there was going to be no repercussions for him. So I don't know how much he's going to change.
Yeah, I don't think he will. I think that this is him. This is what he is. This is what he's going to be. Did you turn on that? Because I listened to that McAfee thing. I watched the McAfee thing, which it's always odd to me that he interviews people and they're in their car and they're driving, because it always cuts out a couple times. But Pat is incredibly successful, and it's his MO, and it's how they operate, and it's fine. It's great. But did you watch it thinking there was going to be some bombshell or something bigger? Because I was kind of like waiting for the big moment in that interview.
At the very least, I thought we'd get something, you know, somewhat newsworthy that we would. But like the most interesting clip was when he talked about like guys at the Chesney concert getting a little out of control and they had to leave early. That's it. And again, that's a credit to Kenny Pickett, I think, that there's really nothing that people are going to recycle through the NFL, news machine today. Like, credit to him. He did what, 20 minutes with Pat McAfee? And Aaron Rodgers does 3 minutes with Pat McAfee, and yeah, I get it, it's Aaron Rodgers, but says 6 things that people then spend an entire day dissecting because you're sitting there wondering what he meant by it or who is he actually talking about. No, Kenny just worked his way through 20 minutes of Pat McAfee with no problem.
And I've never thought that Pat McAfee's strength is I'm going to pull information out of somebody. He's not a journalist. He will throw softballs up there. He's looking for fun. Rodgers will say what he says, and Pat never pushes back either on Rodgers. So I don't know what I was expecting. I was expecting at least a nugget, but the nugget is really that he doesn't give nuggets.
Yes, you're right about that. There we are. You gave us a nugget on an email last night that I'm in the dark about.
Oh,
I don't know about this.
It's a whole other world.
I saw words written that I'm trying to grasp. And I need to ask you to enlighten me on what this means, because I'm not playing coy here, and I'm not playing dumb. I just don't know what this is, but it sounds like I need to know more.
No, can I say, I don't know if you really want to go down this path.
Well, I want to know just for, there's certain things you after you find out, you're like, I didn't need to know that,
yeah.
But I need to know it at least one time. You know what I mean?
Okay. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I need to put my finger in the light socket to know that you don't do that anymore. So I'm going to ask you what this means in this email. And maybe the listeners out there also don't know what it means and they need to know. I'll tell you what that is coming up next. Matt Clement, top of the hour, former big leaguer. We're joined by him. Going to talk to him. Pony, I got to keep Pony in check. He's gone round and round. Here's the thing with Pony. He tries to twist you in your brain into thinking you don't believe what you believe or you didn't hear what you heard. And he's a master manipulator.
Odd little Jedi mind trick.
He's just not going to manipulate me. He's the guy that says he can bowl a 300 game in the near future. I put a bet out there and said, I will bet you your $10 to my $1,000 that you can't do it by a certain date. He then says, well, that's not enough. What do I have to gain? Make it 100 to your $10,000 is what he said to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, oh, and I said, well, sure. It's fine. I can lose 10,000 bucks. Let's go. I'm not going to, but I could. Let's do it. And so now he is going to come on the show because, again, I absolutely answered the call the initial time and said, put your money where your mouth is. And that, like, wasn't good enough for him.
He thought he was going to be able to call a bluff.
He thought he was going to be able to call a bluff, and he's not able. So what's next now? I'm going to have to put up $1 million to his, you know, 10,000. He's just going to keep going up and up and up. And the root of this is, go roll your 300. You can't freaking do it.
It's ironic.
You stop that, making these claims.
It's ironic that someone who claimed to be able to make 40-yard field goals routinely is always moving the goalpost, is
right.
It not?
And it just went away. That went away. Uh-huh. I made the same money claim to him. Uh-huh. Show it to make 3 of 10, and I'll pay you money. He just talks out of his backside. And when faced with a put your money where your mouth is, then he tries it. He's all over the place with it. So we're going to have him on today, Crowley?
That's right.
Yep, coming
7:30.
Up. 7:30. Can't wait to do that. Can't wait to hit our Twitter poll right now. Let's go. Twitter poll. Uh-huh. Twitter. Daily Twitter poll. This one from yesterday. Thank you for all the votes. We appreciate it. Le'Veon Bell will box Adrian Peterson July 30th. Who do you want to win? Peterson, Bell, or a draw? 62.9% of you said Peterson. 18.8% of you said a draw. 18.3% of you said Le'Veon Bell. So a draw outdrew Bell. Really interesting. Today's daily Twitter poll, because it's about to be a holiday weekend, soon. Do you like fireworks? Yes or no? 65.1% of you said, yeah, I enjoy fireworks. Zambelli, boom, all of it. Grand finale, yeah. 34.9% of the respondents thus far said no. All right, I need an explainer. I am not playing dumb here. You see some things that maybe are common knowledge to other people. And I have some of these things sometimes. Yeah, everybody has them, I think, where people use terms or their words or their processes or whatever, and it's common knowledge to other people, and you're kind of in the dark about this, right? I saw one on an email where I said, I'm not above learning all the time. So if you don't ask questions, you never, there's no dumb questions, all that. I saw something in an email that you put out to us when we were going back and forth on some ideas for the show. Adam, you typed these words in a single graph here. It says, my friend expresses her dog's anal glands. Doesn't take the dog to the vet for that. I can't imagine anything I'd want to do less. So I saw that graph in and amongst things like, you know, what we're talking about with O'Neal Cruz, whatever.
Deontay Johnson.
Right. But the couple sentences said, my friend expresses her dog's anal glands. All right. I don't own a dog. The closest I have to owning a dog is the lovely dog next door named Rocco, who I gave two little biscuits, milk bones too yesterday. I said, give me your paw. Good boy. Love Rocco. It's my guy. You see him every once in a while on my Twitter feed.
Official dog of the Fan Morning Show.
He is. He's a Norwegian elk hound. He is the best. He is such a great dog. Back to the point. What is expressing a dog's anal glands?
You want to explain, Crowley?
Yeah, I don't know. What does this mean?
My understanding is to the left or the right of the anus on the dog, there are sacs inside their buttocks that have hormones or pheromones.
Yeah.
And what happens is over time, if the dogs don't get those glands expressed, which means you got to go in there, poke them until the juices come
like
out.
Like popping a zit.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I think
in the butt?
Inside the butt,
yes.
To the left or the right.
And both sides? They're bilateral?
I think so.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a dog like dragging its rear across the floor, like scooting its butt across the floor?
Oh,
that's what they're trying. It's gotten too juicy back there, and they're trying to relieve
what
themselves.
It just pops out. It's like
it's very bad smelling, because I've been there when the vet does it. They put their finger in there with the glove, right?
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Do we have these?
No, we do not. This is why dogs.
Well, no, I mean, why,
that was a fair question, I guess. Yeah.
This is why dogs sniff each other's butt. It's not because they're sniffing for the poo. They're sniffing the pheromone juices.
Right.
This is my rudimentary understanding.
The groomer, the dog groomer does this every time we take our dog.
Right.
Every like 5-6 weeks or so, you take the dog. And you can tell that it's time when the dog starts to scoot its butt across the floor.
Does
it's like,
the dog find a... I don't know any of this. Does the dog find a sense of relief whenever this happens?
I think they do.
It is a relief. I thought you were going to use the word pleasure, but they get a relief because it's bothering them.
When they poop.
Not when they poop so much.
I think it's more when they're at rest. Geez. I think it's just like, oh, man, my butt's feeling kind of full. And then let me drag it across this carpet
here
and see what happens.
When the dog goes to the bathroom, why doesn't that make the glands express?
They're different things. They're different things. It's like there are two different things that area down below for us does. And they're different things. They're not really all that tied in.
Does every dog have to have this?
I don't know the answer to that.
I think it's just smaller breeds, isn't it? That's what somebody told me once. I don't know if that's true.
Her dog is the same as the...
But
as
wait
the
a minute. What made her...
Frenchie.
Enter into this DIY category as opposed to going to the vet?
That's a great question.
We have a friend that used to be a vet tech years ago.
Oh, geez.
This is the same family. This is Hot Dog Roller family, the 4th of July party family we're good friends with. She used to be a vet tech years ago. So she will do this on her dogs. But I would never do it. I'm not sticking my fingers up. No,
apparently it's an easy thing to do. But this is one of those, I put it online. A lot of people express their dog's anal glands at home. But that's just, mm-mm. I don't need doggy anal juice on my floor.
Nope.
Not after the last time.
Oh, geez.
Pardon me?
Okay. That's something, it doesn't seem pleasant.
Aren't you glad you don't have a dog now?
No. I'd love a dog. But even if I did have a dog, that, you outsource that.
Yes.
That's not a do at home. It just isn't. It just isn't. There are things in life in the medical field, veterinary, human, all of it. They're just unpleasant. You know, Dr. Pimple Popper. You know, I've seen. I don't watch it, but I've seen the presence of it. I've seen the premise of it and what it does. You go to someone. That's Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
You don't stand in front of your mirror and splooge at this gigantic pimple. You go to the professional. When your dog needs its butt released. You don't say, hey, come on, jump up on the kitchen table. I'm going to pull these. I'm going to get my N95 mask on and get my gloves, and we're going to make a Saturday out of it. You know?
put on some music, maybe some Sade.
Give me a Busch Light. Like, it doesn't work like that. You go to the pros.
I'm with you. There are a few things in life that I will pay for if I could do it myself. This is one of those things.
Absolutely.
I will gladly put the money down on the table
Absolutely.
For this. Because it smells, too.
I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need this at all. Well, I'm glad I asked, though. I did not, and I'm not being funny. I had no idea what that meant. And I'm not grossed out by anything. So now, thank you for enlightening me.
I will send you an email tomorrow, and we can have a further discussion.
I would never like watch this, nor am I intrigued as to what it looks like.
No, you didn't need to tweet out the link to that video, Crowley. That was a bit much.
Now the explainer does it for me. So good stuff. And how much is this at a vet? The vet gets you probably, right? $100, a couple hundred bucks.
At the groomer, it's just part of the deal. It's part of the package.
Oh, I didn't know the groomer would do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just see, the groomer didn't sign up for that. The groomer signed up to comb hair. The groomer didn't.
Usually under $50, says Google.com.
Jeez, that seems like a pretty good deal.
Apparently, cats also have anal sacculituses.
Yeah.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Now's the time. Get a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.